Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska announces opposition to Lankford immigration plan. By Sean Moran on February 5, 2024. Senator Deb Fischer, ARNI, said Monday she cannot vote for a border bill that funds other nations' security while leaving America's security in jeopardy. Fischer, a senior member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, said in a written statement, Americans want Congress to pass legislation that secures the border to keep our nation safe. This bill falls short of that obligation. I cannot vote for a bill that funds the security of other nations while leaving our own border security in jeopardy. The Senate border bill aims to curb the migrant crisis at America's southern border, but skeptics believe that it would do little to accomplish that goal. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, for instance, praised the bill for preserving the Biden administration's parole pipeline that has freed hundreds of thousands of border crossers into American communities. The bill would also expedite Biden's work permits for border crossers and illegal aliens released into the United States. Related exclusive, large group of migrants from many nations cross border into Arizona. Like Sen. Fisher, Republicans across the spectrum have said they oppose the bill. House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, said, "This bill is even worse than we expected, and won't come close to ending the border catastrophe the president has created." As the lead Democrat negotiator proclaimed, under this legislation, the border never closes. Johnson, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise, RLA, House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik, RNY, and House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, RMN, said in a written statement. House Republicans oppose the Senate immigration bill because it fails in every policy area needed to secure our border and would actually incentivize more illegal immigration. Among its many flaws, the bill expands work authorizations for illegal aliens while failing to include critical asylum reforms. Even worse, its language allowing illegals to be released from physical custody would effectively endorse the Biden catch-and-release policy. The so-called shutdown authority in the bill is anything but, riddled with loopholes that grant far too much discretionary authority to Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who has proven he will exploit every measure possible, in defiance of the law, to keep the border open. The bill also fails to adequately stop the president's abusive parole authority and provides for taxpayer funds to fly in-house illegal immigrants in hotels through the FEMA Shelter and Services Program. Because President Biden has refused to utilize his broad executive authority to end the border catastrophe that he has created, the House led 9 months ago with the passage of the Secure the Border Act, H.R. 2. That bill contains the necessary components to actually stem the flow of illegals and end the present crisis. The Senate must take it up immediately. America's sovereignty is at stake. Any consideration of this Senate bill in its current form is a waste of time. It is dead on arrival in the House. We encourage the U.S. Senate to reject it, the leaders added. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.